It's a good job that we've got Emily here again today, as she will be every Tuesday for the foreseeable future on Drive. You've been looking through a list of your favourite Halloween movies or some that we might be interested in having a look tonight.
I've got a few selections. I've got Five Nights at Freddy's, Halloween Ends and Totally Killer.
Okay.
It's a big selection, actually.
That is. Go on. I've no idea of any of them, so let's start from the beginning.
So, Five Nights at Freddy's. I actually watched this last weekend. I must say, I was not keen on it.
Really? All right.
No, it's a horror mystery thriller, and it's based on... Do you know what it's about?
No.
It's about... It's based on a video game, so it's right. about, like, electronic toys, like bears.
Okay.
And they're abandoned in this, like, old, like, Chuck E. Cheese, like, restaurant. And the security guard goes to, like, guard it overnight, and he gets haunted by these, like... toys, basically.
Oh, haunted toys.
Haunted toys.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I think that's one for me.
It said it was gory. It's for, like, teens. It's rated 15, but
okay.
I think it's quite suitable for young audiences.
Right.
But people have claimed the adaptation to the video game is nothing short of a cinematic masterpiece.
Oh, you don't feel that then, though, do you? Do you think it's maybe because you don't know the video game, or do you know the video game?
I used to play it when I was younger.
Wow. Oh, right, okay.
I think so many people have been excited for this because they've played the video game as they've grown up, so they're thinking seeing it come to life is quite...
Yeah.
I don't know, it feels quite exciting, but...
Yeah.
It wasn't very, like, gory. It was just a few jump scares, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It wasn't something...
Was the storyline, in your opinion, then, not as good as it could have been, or...?
I don't think it was developed enough. I think it was quite quick.
Yeah.
But the way they did it, it wasn't bad. It was...
It's a good watch, right?
It's a good watch, but my favourite is Halloween Ends.
Oh,
the horror thriller of Michael Myers.
Oh.
That's my favourite. It's, the sound effect. It's the saga between Michael Myers and Laurie Strode, and it's a spine-chilling climax in the final instalment of the trilogy.
Is it that? Well, I gasped then. I was like...
I must say, some of the films in the series I've not been fond of.
Yeah, okay.
Because going from, like, the beginning film released to the end... You see less of Michael Myers.
Sure.
And a lot of people feel a bit disappointed that he's not the main protagonist in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I feel like that shows different perspectives of the actual Halloween thing and the story. I find it really interesting.
Yeah, well, like, I've not seen it yet, to be fair. I've not seen the last couple. So
have you seen the first one?
Yeah, that's probably why it took a while to...
That's a classic, that one.
It is a classic. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis as well. Goodness me, still looking great. Is she in the last one then?
I don't know. The actor's changed.
Oh no.
I remember watching the second one and I thought, that's not the same actor.
Yeah. That's happened in films quite a lot. But so the end one, do you think it summarised everything up perfectly? Obviously you can't give anything away, but did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think I love it because I love the first movie. And I love that Michael Myers, he's quite a traditional character.
Yeah.
Like...
Did it make you jump, though? Because that's what Michael Myers did for me. The very first movie, I was jumping every 5 minutes, like Scream every... Well, actually, you'd probably jump at every 5 minutes to count Dracula, which you probably
horror
don't
even realise. Horror's not your favourite
genre. No, it's not.
You're probably getting scared
No,
of it.
I'm more of a rom-com kind of gal, but yeah.
I don't think there's as many jump scares. I think it's just sort of the suspense of it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what's coming up.
Sure.
And you know that people are going to die, so I think that's what's scary.
Okay, so that's a good watch then as well. So what else have we got?
This one's actually quite different to the others. It's a comedy and horror.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Totally Killer. And... Well, the summary of it, it's when the infamous Sweet 16 killer returns 35 years after his first murder spree to claim another victim. 17-year-old Jamie accidentally travels back in time to 1987, determined to stop the killer before he can start.
Oh.
Which is quite ironic, because it reminds me of your story a bit. And I realised, because it's like going back
in time. Lisa's earlier, not my story, Lisa's story earlier, who's just about to release her Hexed book. Yes, so similarities there, you felt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So same sort of genre there, yeah.
Yeah, and it's apparently appealing to older millennials who were raised during the late 80s. It's quite inclusive film.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And what's that one called then?
Totally Killer.
Nice. Okay. And where can you watch that? Is that a streaming thing? Is it you can watch that on streaming?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Probably
yeah.
like Amazon.
Okay. Movies. So I might actually do that one then. It sounds quite fun, to be fair. Yes. Okay, Emily, have you got anything else there for us?
I think that's it for
that
film.
That's it. I've done well. Sadly. Done. Oh, so have you got anything else for kids or to watch?
I was thinking Hotel Transylvania. That's my favourite okay. kids horror film.
Is that a cartoon one, isn't it? Is it? Or
that's a cartoon, yeah. And I was thinking, you know, it was released quite a few years ago. But even my friends my age, when I said, like, oh, what horror film do you want to watch? They all suggested that one.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's dying. I think people, like, really love it. Yeah. It's a horror film.
Great start. Oh, well, I might watch that one then. I think I can probably handle that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's not with me jump scares yes. and gore.
Anyway, listen, Emily, cheers for that. And we'll put them up on the website as well a little bit later. So even though, obviously, it'd be Halloween, it'd be over tonight. Well, after midnight. Is it after midnight or after 1 o'clock? Well, when the sun goes down again, I guess. You can watch Halloween stuff anytime, right?
Yeah, I watch it all year round. It's okay. Probably a bit of a...
Is it like Christmas for you every day, right?
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'm going to play now Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.